afternoon. My name is Julianne, and I will be your conference operator today. I would like to welcome you to Tribe Property Technologies' first quarter 2022 financial results conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. I will now turn the call over to Shabana Williams, Vice President, Investor Relations. Shabana, you may begin.
Thank you, Julianne, and good afternoon, everyone. Thank you all for joining us today. On our call, we have Tribe's CEO, Joseph Dagla, and our CFO, Jim Dicker. Today, after market close, Tribe issued a news release announcing our financial results for our first quarter of 2022. This news release is available on Tribe's website under the Investor tab and is filed on our SEDAR profile. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that our discussion will include forward-looking statements that are based on management's current views and assumptions, and that this discussion is qualified in its entirety by the cautionary note regarding forward-looking statements that is appended to our news release. Please review our press release and Tribe's reports filed on SEDAR for various factors that could cause actual results to differ materially from the projections. In addition, reconciliations between any non-IFRS measures to their closest reported IFRS measures are included in our earnings release to the Canadian Securities Regulators. Please note that all financial information is provided in Canadian dollars unless otherwise noted. Following prepared remarks by Joseph and Jim, we will conduct a Q&A session during which questions will be taken from analysts. With that, I will return the call over to Jim, who will review our Q1 financial results. Jim, please go ahead.
Thank you, Shabana, and good afternoon, everyone. Tribe once again delivered strong financial performance in Q1. For the first quarter of 2022, we delivered strong comparative quarter revenue growth. Q1 22 revenue increased 11% compared to the comparative quarter in 2021, coming in at $4.2 million. Gross margin was just over $1.8 million, or 43.7%, compared to $1,786,000, 46.7% in the first quarter of 2021. Gross margin percentages were negatively impacted by growth in the property maintenance division of our company, which has lower margins than other revenue lines of the company. Margin was also impacted by increasing labor costs as a result of general market conditions and by seasonality factors. Adjusted EBITDA. We believe adjusted EBITDA is a more reflective measure of the company's cash flows, and for the quarter was an outflow of $1.481 million compared to an outflow of $539,202 for the first quarter of 2021. The company has increased costs associated with being a public company, and we have built out our technology and acquisitions team to allow us to scale for further growth. I refer you to more details on the press release from today for further detailed calculations of adjusted EBITDA. Other highlights of this quarter: in January, we raised $21 million in gross proceeds from a private placement, so we exited the quarter with a very healthy balance sheet, and we are well positioned to further execute our M&A strategy. During the quarter, we continue to also roll out our enhanced digital partnership program, announcing three new partners in the quarter, including Next Level Dry Cleaners, which is a provider of premium dry cleaning and laundry services to residents of our communities, Tut Fitness, who provide functional strength and cardio training products to residents living in our communities, and Umber City, a network of fully automated smart umbrella rental kiosks that provide on-demand access to umbrellas for communities. Also, subsequent to quarter's end, we are pleased to announce we signed an agreement to acquire Southview Property Management, a privately held company property management firm, based in Richmond, British Columbia. We now have the infrastructure in place to continue to undertake further growth. I'd also like to provide you a current capitalization table and refer you to our website and PowerPoint for more details. As of today, we have just over 21 million shares outstanding at 21159881. We have 5.25 million share purchase warrants outstanding from our January private placement. And we also have approximately 1.1 million of employee stock options and approximately 450,000 broker warrants outstanding. Joseph, I'll now pass this call over to you.
Thank you, Jim. It's a great afternoon, great evening to everyone on the call. I'm Joseph Nakhla, the CEO of Tribe. It's another great quarter for our team in terms of performance financially. As indicated, we've been fortunate to be able to raise an oversubscribed round, as Jim had alluded to. And we've also been very, very active in continuing to build a world-class organization that allows us to continue to scale and grow our services, both the digital services on the rental side, as well as the condo or the strata side in as a national player in the country. I'm going to walk you through a quick presentation here, and I do welcome any questions you may have that you could fill in the on the application. So, been busy. Quarterly revenue, as indicated, $4.2 million, which is our best quarter ever. We had the very active and a fantastic group of growth funds that that joined together and coming in and helping us raise oversubscribed the $21 million really allows us to be in a great position to continue to be active with our M&A activities. We did expand our partnerships. Jim alluded to some of these platforms, the expansions. I'll be walking through some more numbers on that. That's an area of the business we're incredibly excited about, the ability to continue to welcome partners, digital partners, service providers that want to be able to deliver great services to our or products to our residents and allow us to generate revenue from that and actually lower, due to the group buying power, lower the expenses for our residents and our building. With our M&A activities, we did announce a great acquisition of a company called Southview. It's a great company that's been around for a couple of decades and operates in one of our markets here that continues to be growing. It's in Richmond, BC. That did close or announce that did get announced post Q1, but obviously the news hit the wire recently. We'll continue to see organic growth. I'll be speaking a little bit more about the micro and macro trends we're seeing. I'm sure lots of people are very curious about the impact of interest rates and supply chain on our industry, and I'll be speaking to that. And then, as I mentioned, we've spent a significant successful quarter further digitizing and accumulating more data about the communities that we continue to manage, which really plays a massive part in our ability to sell products into these communities. And the biggest news in Q1 is that we began a very strong digitization of our rental communities. We obviously have a very strong penetration in our condo communities, but now Q1, we've made a big dent into deploying our software all through the rental communities that came through different acquisitions, and we continue to see a great engagement there. So in by way of orientation for those that are not as familiar with our organization, you'll see strong growth revenue in revenue year over year, and this quarter was, from 3.7 this time last year to 4.2 million in top line. I think the slide on the right is really critical. The black columns associated with the revenue show the average revenue per customer over the quarter. This is quarter over quarter, but this is one customer revenue. And you'll see this last quarter we've been able to increase or improve our revenue per customer while we're still growing the number of homes and the number of buildings that we manage. It's an important metric for us because it really illustrates our ability to deliver the service and expand while still generating more revenue per customer in obviously what looks like a tough market for most. To orient everyone again, who isn't as familiar with our organization, we are a one-stop shop, holistic service providers for residential living in mass communities. So rental buildings or strata or condo communities that are being built or existing in the market already, they come to us for our ability to digitize the whole community, allow every homeowner access directly to information about their condos or the rental units, as well as amenities in the community, being able to communicate directly with us, open tickets and self-serve for whatever community requirements they need, inclusive of being able to make a payment or pay their rent on our platforms. We have a full, for brand new communities, we also have a suite of products very specific to warranties, as well as deficiency management and even digital manuals for brand new homeowners. We continue to benchmark the spending of all the different items that our communities spend on, so we can actually make sure that they are in alignment of what the industry is doing, and that way they can actually compare how they're spending as a community versus others. We digitize all the amenities in the community and make those available for self-service for our homeowners to just make life easier for them and be able to directly interface with their building versus previously it would have to be a phone call or an email. And then we, on top of all that, are certified to operate pretty much across the whole country, and we do have offices in 7 markets to deliver that service for these types of communities nationally. A snapshot of our current standing here, we have almost $20 billion of assets under management. Again, 2018, the number would have been zero. 112,000 number of homes are using our technology, 100,000 plus number of residents in our managed communities. We do have a commercial real estate position as well. This is a function of a lot of these massive master planned communities often have commercial presence or retail presence. We have 27.4 million square feet of condo communities under management as well. Perhaps one of the more interesting points of data here is the fact that we've got 405 million data points about the communities that we manage. This really allows us to set these communities up for success, but also curate some really interesting products and services and put those in front of them. And I'll be speaking about that shortly. We make money 3 different ways, or in 3 different buckets. The first bucket is our software and service revenue. This is what we call our MRR sticky business. That is a fee that's paid to us either by the landlord, could be a REIT, or it could be a single unit owner, or a condo corporation in a condo community. This is a monthly fee that we collect. We also have transactional revenue. We call the operational transactional revenue. That's revenue coming through homeowners or residents or tenants interfacing directly with our platform and purchasing something or making a specific payment or booking an amenity or long list of items and chargebacks. And then we also curate through a marketplace. We curate service providers that we bring in. It could be smart building technology partners, or it could be financial services such as insurance or lending services. This is a new area of our business. We continue to make a dent into the presence on the platform there, and I'll be speaking shortly about that as well. Last year, we, especially in the second half of the year, we invested heavily in our M&A team. That's both M&A for corporate development, where we go out there and increase our deal flow, essentially, in terms of evaluating the right companies that we are interested in acquiring, as well as a full playbook or toolbox of integration once a company is purchased. All companies that we purchase or acquire go through a full integration, including IT security, hardening, and optimization of the service delivery, digitizing the assets, improving the profit margins, and then turning them from defense to offense by way of being active in the markets that we acquired that company from and going out there and acquiring more and more business. Our focus tends to be twofold. It is one side is in growing our footprint. This is our ability to either organically grow by way of working with developers, building brand new communities. I'll give you some commentary on that shortly, or working directly with condo corporations who are being traditionally managed and would like to move to a model like ours, working directly with the REITs, either building brand new construction, acquiring new buildings, and looking and seeking our management into these communities, or obviously M&A by way of us purchasing or acquiring property management companies in the space and converted them by the playbook I mentioned earlier. And then the second thing we are focused on is obviously delivering great service, digitizing these communities, so we could directly start connecting with the homeowner and giving them products and services that really make sense for them. I mentioned insurance, which is obviously a very, very popular product and frankly underpenetrated in condo communities all over Canada, but also our ability to deliver some really interesting products and services that can even lower the carbon footprint of a community. You'll hear more about that in 22 as we are working on some really exciting things associated with how to take the complexity of a potential building with 200 or 300 homes, bring them all on the same page, provide that community with all the tools, products, services, and technology to be able to lower its carbon footprint, but not only that, but actually convert that into monetization opportunity for the community. And we'll certainly work on some really exciting stuff, so stay tuned for that. Organic growth continues to tick. We've had a fantastic lift in the number of leads that are actually being presented to us. You may not know this, but traditionally in our business, the sales cycle is a bit longer. When a community reaches out to us and asks us for a proposal, it's a bit of a longer cycle simply because they do need their counsel to approve it. And as you can imagine, these council meetings don't happen every day. So it is a bit of a longer cycle. However, we feel very, very good about the name and the brand being out there in the market and a lot of the referrals coming our way. Our average cost per lead continues to drop year over year, quarter over quarter, frankly, and our average lifetime community value is still very high due to the fact that we experience very little churn. This is slightly updated. On the left-hand side is the traditional numbers from the industry. Again, about $20 per home MRR, monthly recurring revenue generated per is what the industry tends to see, with $2 operational transactions a month, 30 to 35% gross margin, and 10 to 15% churn. You'll see on the right-hand side our updated numbers. That number is our first time ever. We hit $30 per home and $5 operational transaction. And then on top of that, we've been able to obviously continue to add more and more products and services to give us the ability to really have unlimited amount of capital or revenue that can be generated per home due to the fact that we have a lot of data and we put, frankly, great deals in front of our homeowners that have a great chance of being transacted with. We still are operating around the 4% churn with 44% gross margin. So let's update these numbers as well. So Tribe has gone out and partnered with an insurtech company. This is a company called Apollo that delivers condo insurance or rental tenant insurance. It's all done digitally. We really like the product set that that Apollo has put together. In working with us, we've given them presence in our current application, and we've been able to convert, and you'll see, in Q4 last year, we converted 15% is what they call a quote to bind. So quote to bind is from the moment someone says, I'm interested in the insurance, in getting a quote on the insurance policy, here's my information, to actually receiving it from a quote to bind. And then 15% of those in Q4 convert and actually purchase the policy. 30% in Q1 have, and that's due to the fact that we're constantly adding more and more incentives, we're adding more and more A/B testing to figure out how to best reduce the friction between the data requirement that the homeowner has to give and Apollo's ability to go out there and get them from an underwriter or quote. And with TELUS, we expanded our triple play offer for our homeowners. So this is TELUS is obviously one of the country's largest telco that provides internet, cable and phone service. So we call that a triple play. And we are still running around 20% conversion rate in brand new construction. So this would be an offer available to brand new homeowner. We hit them on the application, explain to them that this is an opportunity for them to execute. And that offer is not available on the street. and they can actually transact directly with TELUS, purchase that AAA offer, and we receive revenue from that. And in all cases, we do disclose the revenue share that we receive with our customers. By way of adding a little bit more color to the CAF table, as mentioned earlier by Jim, you'll see we have 28 million outstanding shares. That includes our options and warrants, 21.1 basic shares outstanding, still very, very tightly held by founders and directors of the company, about 25%, industry, strategic investors, 40%, and institutional and retail investors, 35%. Laurentian Bank Securities initiated coverage on us, so this is just the contact information for the analysts that quarterbacked the research. Feel free to go out there and learn more about it, and we're quite pleased with the fact that we're getting more and more coverage in the market, and you'll see more of that as we go on. And really wanted to kind of tell you where we're heading. Head down currently in terms of execution. I'll start with explaining a little bit more about our M&A strategy further. If you've ever heard me present what the industry looks like, I've always mentioned 25 to 30,000 property management companies in North America alone. And as we continue to experience financial strength and expand our footprint, we work our way up the pyramid of the organizations that we're interested in acquiring. That's not to say we do have a size minimum or anything like that, but there are specific criteria that we seek in terms of the partnership nature and also the geographical and the quality of the assets in that organization. So that funnel is very healthy, and we continue to put these companies through the due diligence process that we go through. If you've been following us, you'll know that we only announce transactions where we've entered into definitive agreements. So we do not, announce MOUs or LOIs or anything like that. That continues to be a big focus of the organization, not only just acquiring these companies, but integrating them. And we continue to push our team to be better and better at that integration process. And that's an area that we're going to, as we seek more and more transformational acquisitions, you'll be hearing more about this in the next couple of quarters. The two-way marketplace specifically is an area of big investment as we speak. The concept there is to, I mentioned earlier, we've got 400 plus points of data about our community. What we really need to get to is be able to take this data that we have, not just one or two or three pieces of it, but hundreds, not thousands of them, and really navigate through this data and actually curate very specific offers for our homeowners. We've started tweaking this algorithm, and that's already reflected in our improvement of our conversions. But what we really want to get to is the world's essentially first strata or condo corporation two-way marketplace. So we're well on our way there. You'll be hearing more about that. And the concept there is to even remove us from the ability for a third party to put its offers out straight to our community. So even if you are a company that does some type of cleaning or a restaurant or what have you, and you're interested in having presence and putting offers for our community, imagine yourself going through the platform and actually choosing where you want your presence to occur, and then we just approve it and make sure that it's curated properly and it's well positioned in the hands of our homeowners. So this is kind of a big area of investment for us. And finally, I often receive questions about the industry outlook. There's a lot of stuff going on. I'm certainly not an economist, nor do I pretend to be one. I want anybody to think I have an outlook on the market behavior. But I will tell you some of the interesting things that we're seeing overall. Obviously, it's no surprise to most people that interest rates are moving at a rapid pace. That really hasn't affected it as much. I will say that there's been some interesting developers in the market that seem to be delaying completion of their building. So a building will be completed, and maybe they'll be delaying 60 or 90 days, allowing some of the pre-sale investors that purchase these new condos to go out there and make sure that they can live within the new stress test afforded by the interest rates. What that has done for us is it would just slow us down from receiving our MRR by 60 days, 90 days, whatever that delay is. So we've seen some of that. Again, a lot of our business comes from existing communities, not brand new, but and this, those buildings eventually have to be completed, and those condos have to go in the hands of these new owners. Another thing that we're also seeing from a supply chain point of view is a really, really interesting trend whereby the building is completed and everybody is ready for what we call key turnover, whereby a homeowner can actually receive the keys for the condo and move in, but the whole occupancy, the occupancy permit isn't being granted due to maybe a chip that's remaining or a panel, fire panel that's remaining to be delivered for the building. I've even seen a developer who couldn't get the proper or at least promised type of appliances for his building. So actually went with a separate type of appliance because they're 1 to 2 years behind. So actually went with a different product, and he'll be replacing that to the homeowners in a year or two. These are tidbits of some of the stuff that we're seeing. The effect of that is a slight delay in some of these completion. The market itself is incredibly, incredibly healthy by way of more and more condos are going into the market, more and more rental buildings are going into the market. If anything, you'll probably have read that there's actually a push on the governmental bodies and the districts and the counties and the cities to actually approve more and more of the permits from a construction point of view quicker, as there's more people moving into the cities than there's actually homes for them to either purchase or rent. So we're certainly in the right business, a pandemic-proof, recession-proof business. It's just interesting watching some of these dynamics in the market and how they affect our daily operations. So summarized, one-stop shop organization. We're unique in that way in North America. We are tech-backed. All of the technology we use is built in-house, and it's our intellectual property. We do have a full M&A playbook that allows us to go out there and purchase traditional property management companies and convert it to our service delivery model. And we have an incredible team. We're incredibly blessed with one of Canada's most professional, tremendously hardworking group of women and men in our organization that just have an incredible amount of passion with the heart that sits in our logo to deliver great service for our residents. That concludes my commentary, and feel free to ask any questions or maybe type them, or feel free to even get on the phone if you need to and ask a question. Thank you. Back to you, Shubana.
If you'd like to ask a question over the telephone, please press star followed by the number 1. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press star 1 again. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster.
Hi, this is Joseph. I'm coming back again. I just got a great question to you. Congratulations on the quarter. Does having pre-existing relationships with developers help at all with during the RFP process with new projects? Yeah, it's a great question. We currently work with 55 to 60 real estate developers across the country in Canada, and we do not speak much about the number of agreements we have inked essentially with them for future projects. We don't talk much about that. It's a very healthy funnel, and we tend not to talk about it simply because, just like any developer will tell you, they're slightly unclear on exactly completion dates due to regulatory bodies and construction costs and construction processes and delays. So long story short, yeah, absolutely. Our relationships with our developers are tremendously valuable for us. We have a very, very high return. So when a developer works with us for the communities, for all of our solutions, we have in the 90% return rate in terms of the next project coming back to us. That continues to grow, and it really bodes well for the future of the organization. We continue to add more and more brand new construction. You actually see more completion of brand new construction in the second half of 22 than you probably will have seen in either second half of last year or the first half of this year. And this is just a general statement, not only just applies to us, but for the country overall. Another question here. In terms of the current M&A pipeline, how would you categorize the state of mind of potential sellers at this stage? Yeah, it's a really good question. I would say there's a couple of things. There's no doubt that property management is a recession-proof business. So despite of all the doom and gloom that one can hear in the market, potential sellers recognize and understand that they're chosen the right business when it comes to it. It's a cash-generating business, and they're in good shape. However, shortage of staffing has been a massive problem across the country. This hasn't been helped by different provinces catching up to the BC, to the province of BC, by introducing new licensing requirements and regulatory requirements for property managers to adhere to. This is no problem for Tribe simply because we are licensed. We come from a province that's over-regulated, but certainly looks like over-regulated compared to other provinces. We have a lot of regulation here when it comes to condo corporations. So the exportation of these types of regulations to other provinces is probably not very welcome by potential sellers, very welcome by us simply because we built our system and our disclosures and our processes on that, based on that. So what the impact of that is twofold. One is a lot of sellers are just wrapping their mind around what that regulation means to them. And we think this will translate into opportunities for us to come in and bring them over the line in terms of getting these deals done. But we think the second interesting component there is the shortage of staffing across the country is also forcing the hand of some people that are contemplating selling or, you know, we're thinking maybe selling the next 2 or 3 years because of our ability to bring a lot of the infrastructure that can actually allow us to do more with less. Now, we're no, you know, by all means, we haven't figured out 100%, but we've certainly made a big dent into our service delivery models, and that's reflected by, again, 2018, we had practically nothing under management, and today there's only 3 national players, and the other ones are in billions of revenue, and us as the third. So I think it bodes really well, and we're seeing that. And I think also the history we have with having made acquisitions and been able to not only deliver financial results, but also, take care of the customers and take care of the employees that we acquire is also starting to bode well, as a lot of these sellers do want to take care of their people as well. Great, thank you. These are the questions I have here.
And we have no questions over the telephone. Do you have any closing remarks?
No, that's it for us. You guys know how to get a hold of us. Very, very available. If any of the analysts would like to have a one-on-one or a follow-up or any of the funds, we'd be more than happy to make ourselves available. Thank you so much, and have a great day.
This concludes Tribe's first quarter financial results call. A replay of this conference call will be available until Wednesday, June 29th, 2022. And can be accessed following the instructions provided in the company's press release issued earlier today. Thank you for attending today's call and enjoy the rest of your day. Goodbye.